Let's get down to Miami where the Dodgers are getting ready to open up against the Marlins and bring on David Vassay. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys.
All right, Dave, right off the bat, this is the question everybody wants the answer to. Is Justin Turner playing tonight?
Yeah, it looks like he will be. He took early batting practice. He was on the team charter, as was Logan Forsythe. I haven't seen a lineup yet. The Dodgers still haven't made any roster moves official, but yes, it looks like he'll be starting at third base tonight.
And Dave, do you think, I know it's a welcome, you know, not a surprise, but the players can't wait for him to get back because he brings so much energy, the excitement, not only the talent and what he does at third base and at the plate. Do you think this is something that the players couldn't wait to happen?
Yeah, even on the plane, Rodney, it felt like the players had their ginger swag back. With Justin Turner on the flight, I saw Walker Buehler give Logan Forsythe a big hug when he got out of his car in the parking lot before we went to the airport. So these two guys are a sight for sore eyes, no doubt about it. And I know everybody's focusing on Turner, and rightfully so. He's the best hitter on the team. But getting Logan Forsythe back to play at second base and to give Chase Utley some breathers is really going to help the team defensively up the middle, especially when you have Chris Taylor playing shortstop. He obviously played it in college. He feels like that's his natural position. But to get Forsythe back is a huge boost as well. But to have Justin Turner in this lineup, it's given the team some sort of swag that I didn't think really was necessary, or I didn't think he had that type of effect on the team. But he does. There was a lot more chatter on the back of the plane on the bus. So these guys have a lot more confidence just with this guy back in the lineup.
I said the other day, and I said it's horribly unfair, and you're not supposed to do it, but one guy can turn it around. Now, that's really not true in baseball, but the way I looked at it, Dave, the only guy that really could turn it around would be Justin Turner, because he's the only guy that hasn't been playing but really means a lot to the team.
You're right, Fred, and he said as much to me a couple of weeks ago. He said he cannot do it by himself. It's got to be 1 through 25 that really take the same approach and really grind out each and every at-bat. That's the one thing that's different about the Dodgers this year compared to last year. Part of their identity was talking about focusing pitch to pitch, not at-bat to at-bat or game to game, but pitch to pitch, and Justin Turner exemplified that better than anybody. So just to have him back hitting in the three spot, having a guy that really that's what he does is make the opposing starting pitcher work, it becomes contagious. And if you're not doing it, you're going to get sideways looks. And Justin Turner is a leader on this team, and he'll speak up if he feels like a guy's not doing his job. And Rodney, you know this, playing the game, it's hard to speak up when you're on the DL, when you're hurt. But when you're playing, it's easier to speak up, even as a leader. So I think that's going to have some sort of effect on this team. And from what I've been told, Dave Roberts is actually planning a team meeting before they come out for stretch today. I'm sure the message is going to be, all right, we got Turner back, we got Forsythe back. Let's make this a new season. Let's start new right here and now.
Yeah, no, Dave, you're absolutely right, boy. When you're hurt, you feel like you know, as much as you are a leader or you're a part of the success or failure of the team, your voice is you feel like it's diminished because you're actually not playing. But once you get back in the lineup, then your voice, you know, that volume gets louder and louder. Do you feel that Justin is feeling that he's like a lot of people, especially the fans, are looking at him as, oh, now he's our savior is back? Because I know I'm sure some of the players are looking, oh, once we get Justin back, we'll be back, get back on track. But I know the fans are looking at that. What about Justin? Is he feeling the pressure of, oh my God, the weight of the Dodgers and now falling back on me?
No, Rodney. The one thing I could tell you, talking to Justin on the plane yesterday and being around him today around early batting practice, is he's anxious to get back in the lineup. He's excited to play baseball again. He's a baseball rat. He loves baseball. That's his whole life. So he's not feeling any pressure to be the savior, so to speak. He's just excited to be playing his – think about this. This will be his first game of 2018 tonight, and he's really excited about that. And one thing I think fans and media should keep in mind is that this guy suffered an injury that's key to hitting, and he's a rhythm hitter. It's all predicated on timing with the leg kick. When you break your left wrist, and you're a timing guy, you're a rhythm guy, it may take two or three or four or five games for him to get back to look like the Justin Turner we remember. But I wouldn't be shocked if he takes off from the first game on. And it's kind of a soft landing against these Marlins pitchers who are not that great, even though the Dodger hitters made them look great at Dodger Stadium.
Well, tonight's guy's got a 10 ERA, Dave. I mean, they're going to have to work awfully hard to make him look good tonight.
Wei-Yin Chen, Fred, is his name, and the Dodgers are 2-10 against starting pitchers that have an ERA over 5. So keep that in mind as well.
I'm not keeping that in mind. I refuse to keep that in mind.
Well, marinate it in it, Fred.
Right. Thanks, Dave. Have fun tonight.
All right, sweet and sour. Have a great show.
Thanks, Dave.
See you, Dave.